My full name is Deepak Dara.
Deepak Dara, just the way it looks, okay.
Yeah, and I'm the director for Timmins Tigers Cricket Club.
Okay, I wasn't even aware, I don't think, that there is a Tigers Cricket Club.
So Timmins Tigers Cricket Club is around for the last good couple of years, but actually it kind of died down because of pandemic.
Of course.
And after 2 years of that, you know, bashing that we got and the depressing time that we had, in 2022 summers, when I looked around, so everyone was kind of, you know, hopeless and depressed, especially the players and the guys who play cricket and students who play cricket, and those, and they didn't even have that much money too, remember? So what I did, I'm actually a dental surgeon in the town here. I at Riverside Dental. Okay. So I said, okay, we're gonna put our own money. I just raised funds from, you know, Riverside Dental was one of the main sponsors. And because of their help, we actually organized, restructured Timmins Tigers Cricket Club. We bought some equipment from them, and then we revived cricket over there during summers. And we had some tournaments during 2022 summers. We didn't even, at that time, we didn't even charge a penny from the players. We provided all the jerseys and all that because we got some sponsorships and all. Now, during this winters, so I said, okay, winters, we are like hibernating like bears. Like, we don't have anything to do. Those who don't know how to play hockey or snowmobiling, so what are the options? So I looked around, and then I approached city, and city, especially, you know, city chief was very, very kind to provide us this one indoor space in Sportsplex Arena, where again we had to plan and lay down for indoor cricket practice. We had to lay down some good, you know, AstroTurf, all the cricket cage and cricket net and all that for the standards of, you know, Cricket Ontario, because we are affiliated with Cricket Ontario organization, and we are the paid membership. And the members of Northern Ontario Cricket League here. So we actually raised myself and Riverside Dental. We raised good, you know, $22,000. And the good thing was all the contracts were awarded to local contractors here. So that added to the economy, but even by a fraction, but I was happy that we were able to do that.
Every little bit helps, for sure.
So that helped, and I'm very happy that now the indoor cricket practice arena is ready for the community members here. So that's why I approached Mayor, and she was very kind to, you know, accept the invitation for inauguration, which is on this Sunday, December 11th at 1 p.m.
Okay, is it on the rink at the Sportsplex? No.
Wherever the rink is, and there is another area behind that concrete wall, which is like 80 feet long and 20 feet wide. That's what we needed. So as per all codes, we prepared that area, indoor area, because we need like the baseball cage. We need the cricket cage. And now, so that during winters, kids or adults can, you know, again, they can practice their swing, and their body will be in the same motion, because once, like, the winters are here till end of May.
If
so
we're
by
lucky.
By the time we encourage our bodies to get back on ground and get ready, the summers are over, you know. So
stay in shape over the winter in this indoor
exactly.
arena.
Exactly. And our skill set too, you know, just to work on our skill set, batting and balling.
Okay, well, that sounds excellent. Obviously, it's a first of a kind in Timmins. And yeah, it will help you, like you say, get the cricket players to be able to stay in shape over the winter. And I imagine you'll also be able to demonstrate and attract more cricket players.
Exactly. Our target is to attract younger generation of the community members here, because the kids, they want to play cricket. Those who want to play cricket, and even the families here, when they saw the tournament matches, they were more interested here. Okay, what is this game? We want to, you know, because this looks like similar to baseball. So they were more interested and the kids were curious. So we want to give this opportunity to community members so the kids can enroll over there and swing. They try to swing their bat and they can either try their hand in the batting, bowling, whichever way they like. So that's a way to help out the community members too, and also give them another option for one of another sport that can be played during, you know, winter season here. And this actually is also helping to all the immigrant kids and all the students from, let's say, from Northern College, who are here far from their homes, but cricket is a medium to connect them to their other friends and, you know, community members here. So that way they will feel they're still at home, because cricket in Asia and, you know, Australia, New Zealand, it's a big thing. It's not religion, but it's not less than a religion too. You know what I mean?
It's like hockey.
Yeah, it's hockey. Yeah.
So it's not just those Asian kids that you might attract, but the kids who do play hockey and baseball and soccer.
Exactly. Okay.
Okay.
And it's actually in the history of Timmins, and this is the first ever indoor cricket arena that's going to be open as of December 11th. So they have the opportunity to enjoy this, you know, keep sharpening their skill set as well.
So it's for practicing more than playing actual games.
Exactly.
But then you'll move out onto the pitch in the summer.
Exactly.
Okay. Is there a cricket pitch per se in Timmins?
Yes, there is a city-owned cricket ground. It's at the King Street, right opposite to the Pizza Hut, across the Pizza Hut, the road that goes to the apartment.
Okay,
over
is it at the Fern Tremblay Park? Oh, no, off King Street. Okay. Okay.
Off King Street.
I'm thinking of the wrong one. Okay. Yeah. Good. When like, will you have actual meetings for practices, or when can someone go to practice or go to find out more about whether they want to play cricket?
So we have actually framed and provided, you know, assigned duties to two of our partners. And we have given a Google link for the public. We're going to be releasing a link for the public so that they can book a slot. Let's say if they want to come on Monday, 10 to 12, if they want to come in the weekends, they can book a slot and they can go over there. Access will be provided, as we have the remote access. And we have the FOB key. One of the supervisors will be there to make sure the operation runs smoothly and nobody gets hurt. And all the equipments are in the shape and in the order. So we will provide them the access. The public or the players have to, you know, block a time slot, because we don't want a crowd over there. We just want, you know, a group of 4 to 5 players for 2 hours. They try their swings, they do their bowling, batting, practice it, and then it's an opportunity for the next group.
Will there be instruction available for someone who's new?
Yes, there are instructions available online as well, and then there are written instructions available on the wall itself. So it's pretty much easier.
So if someone wants more information, they just have to Google Timmins Tigers Cricket Club?
They just have to Google Timmins Tigers Cricket Club, and also will be releasing a Google link associated with it. And it will be on the Facebook as well after December 11th, once it's open up. And then they can definitely book their, you know, playing hours over there.
All right. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Yes. Since we have invested in total of $22,000, which are our own self-funded, my own money, Riverside Dental's money. So we are doing this for the community, giving back to the community. Yeah. But now since we are aiming to, you know, cater to more than 100 plus players, that's what we are targeting. But we need more equipment, more, you know, there are some let's say gloves and pads and equipment, there are wear and tears. So for that, we are raising funds as well. So we do have, you know, a link, which is timmonstigers@gmail.com. So, and there the public can donate there as well. So once they are filling up the form, they can, they will definitely, will be, you know, connected to that link if they want to donate here, so that we can buy more equipment for the community members here.
Okay, good. Thank you for this. I won't get a story on today, but I will tomorrow.
Perfect.
And good luck with this. And if you have any events going on, or if you need any help getting the word out about anything, you know how to contact me.
Thank you so much, Bob. I really appreciate your help.
All right. Okay? Thanks. You have a great day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye.